Why didn't you kill him? She snapped. You had not just him, but his daughter in the room with you. You could have killed them both, and then my sister would have... Why didn't you do anything, Chala?
I did fight him at the end of our conversation, said Ari, and I lost, horribly. Dia isn't an opponent that we can win against through brute strength, even if we discount the fact that he has thousands of warriors and mages at his command.
What are we supposed to do? Asked Geras once he'd finished. If he knows we're here and he's already sent out an army, what chance do we even have?
We aren't helpless, said Ari. We can make a stand, and we don't have to do it alone.
What are you suggesting? Asked Rin.
Simple.
Ari looked around, meeting the gaze of everyone in the room.
I'll bring the enchanted items I've made to Cliffhaven and sell them to raise enough gold to hire an army of our own.
The silence that followed his idea seemed to emanate from a range of different reactions.
Keras was the first to put hers into words.
Are you insane? She asked. An army? Aristeel Stoneblood, that's one of the worst ideas I've ever heard you suggest.
I'm inclined to agree, said Eva with a frown. Commanding men into battle is not the same as fighting on one's own. In addition, you would be betting on hired mercenaries against trained and disciplined Psy warriors and mages.
I think it's a good idea, Chala, said Rin. It's not as though we'd need them to do much other than serve as a distraction. We are capable of doing the killing ourselves.
Keras and Eva scowled at Rin, who shrugged and flashed an eager smile.
Ari looked toward Durian and Amber, both of whom seemed skeptical.
I have me doubts about whether it would be so straightforward as you make it sound, said Durian. Most of the men for hire in Cliffhaven are only available because they can't find steady work. The drunks, the troublemakers, the boys too young to trust real jobs to.
More importantly, you're still a wanted man in Cliffhaven, said Amber. Did you forget that detail?
Everyone started talking at once, arguing over whether the plan would or wouldn't work.
Ari held his hands up, but it wasn't until he attempted to clear his throat and accidentally induced a small coughing fit that the room grew quiet again.
We haven't heard from everyone yet, he said. Virgil, what do you think?
Virgil folded his arms and gave Ari a level look. That depends on whether I will get to be a part of the plan this time. I don't want to stay behind.
Nobody is staying behind, said Ari. That's the second half of this. Everyone, including the children and the adults who won't be fighting, will come along to Cliffhaven.